This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I heard my man Dave Marcus checking in on the board.
I just want to know that today is not opening day.
I was just about to say. I want to point out that it is 3 o'clock, 3:01 on the dial, and the game is not until what 1:10 tomorrow.
Yeah, he's 22 hours ahead.
22 hours ahead.
Yeah.
Check. And then it brought me, when I heard him doing the check thing, I started thinking about how Jesse and I get gaslit by Dave Marcus all season long. We'll come in, and I genuinely believe he's not touching anything, but it'll sound different. And then, like, we're in, you know, we'll pick up our headset right before game time, and, like, something is all a little off. And his consistent answer every single time is, "I didn't touch anything." Well, why do I sound different? I can't hear myself.
Yeah. No, I can.
We have a theory. Gets into the plane, and there's, like, these squirrels that live in his boxes that swing on all the dials so that they're changed. That's what the theory that...
There's squirrels that get into his equipment.
It's got to be.
Okay.
It's gotta be. He's not touching it, but it's different. So, you know, there's
Well, I hesitate to do this, but I'm going to stick up for Dave
Stick up for Dave?
I am, because I carry the basketball radio gear all over the country with me. And
nice that you carry some of our stuff too.
So he can relate.
So I can relate. And every time I sit down to plug it in when I'm in Wyoming or New Mexico, I got to redo all the dials every time. And I don't touch them before I put it away.
Okay.
So I have the same squirrels that Dave does. Because you would think, because the game's over, I don't touch anything. Then when I pick up the equipment the next game, I got to fix it all.
Yeah. So, okay. I'll make sure I pass it along to Jesse, so maybe we won't be as hard.
I'm also going to come to Dave's defense, because
two defenses.
Yeah,
for Dave.
Yeah, because sometimes things don't change. People's ears might be different that day.
That's another one he likes to use.
No,
by the way,
maybe got a little bit more wax buildup in your ear.
No.
Because when I hear you guys, listen, and I know that there's been some behind the scenes, and I listen to you guys, I'm like, they sound exactly the same.
Yes, because Dave does a hell of a job.
We need to sound the same in our own ears, though.
Yeah.
I can understand. I've heard it tinny before, which you guys don't. I mean, you don't want to be tinny.
Yeah, no. Well,
nobody understands.
I don't know what that is, but, you know.
You don't know what tinny is?
Nobody knows. Nobody knows.
What is tinny?
It's kind of like.
Yeah, give us an example. Come on.
Man, I don't.
See, you can't do it.
I don't have one.
No, you don't.
Is that even a real word, tinny?
Yes, it is, but I don't know
what it means. It's a radio
term. It's something
tinny means. It sounds like you're kind of inside of a metal structure.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Okay. I've definitely experienced that one before.
Okay, tell Dave next time. Dave, I sound too tinny.
Okay. I didn't know how to describe it. You just helped me.
Yeah, okay.
So now he can't play
Chris
dumb.
Over here trying to get me.
Nobody knows what it is.
All right. We do have a daily gamut to get to.
Oh, wait. Dave is listening, guys.
Okay. He wants in on this.
Here he is.
Check, check, check.
I have to defend myself.
You don't have to, Dave. We're defending
two people defending
you. Yes, we're defending you for you.
No, all I want to say is that there's only so much I can do. Things do change. I have studied altitude, hearing altitude situations, and weather patterns that change our ears in general. It's a real thing. So, I mean, literally, I will change nothing. And sometimes I'll say, something's changed. I say, I wish I could say something changed because nothing has changed except...
Here's the irony in this, though, is that every once in a while, I wouldn't say every, I'd pretty say almost all the time, we'll say something to him, and in like 5 minutes, maybe miraculously, it's like back to where we like it again.
Really? Sometimes you need to do little tiny adjustments.
And then I look back there, and he's got this like grin on his face, like, I didn't touch.
You think he was short-circuiting your effort?
I think
there's some sort of placebo from someone who, like...
No, I don't think it's on purpose. I just think, you know, he you know, I think... We got some pretty old equipment, so I think sometimes the rattling moves the dials on its own.
I'm sorry you have to go through this, Dave.
I don't take it personally. I it's more frustration that I can't make
in all
it exactly
honesty,
perfect.
In all
know,
honesty, in all honesty,
do you hear that in his voice? He says it's frustration. I can't make it perfect.
In all honesty, Dave does get as frustrated as
when
he notices it.
Oh, we're just checking in with everyone. Sam Levitt from the loft at Peckler Park right now.
He's getting his gear ready as well.
He's getting his gear ready. Sam, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Sam. Yes, we can. Hang on a second.
How about this? How about this technology?
Hang on, Sam. You sound a little tinny.
Oh, no. Well, so couple of things here as we check all the connections before opening day. This is beautiful. I mean, this is like live IT. Number one, I would encourage people to come to the loft and check out everything new here. It is renovated in here, new furniture. They've got a Papa Shot. They've got a pinball machine.
Did you just start doing a commercial?
Oh, they got everything in here. And I will say, though, for those of you who like to, I know I just launched into like salesman mode. For those of you who like to visit me here in the loft, I will note I am shifted over slightly. You'll still see me, but I'm not exactly in the same spot I've always been. So new internet port, so I wanted to test it out. Do I sound good? Everything sounds okay.
Sound
ready for tomorrow, guys?
You don't sound tinny.
No,
you sound good.
You're good, and I trust that your fan base will take the extra effort to find your new location, Sam.
It's about a 10-foot difference.
Yes, so. I bet you they'll be able to find you.
Yes. All right, guys. Thank you.
This was my test.
Adam Klug, if you're listening, we're good.
Real quick, Sam, before you go, Sam, have you written your welcome open to the pregame show tomorrow? Have you written it yet?
I've not written it yet. I mean, I don't think it's going to be anything too crazy.
You're lagging on me, Sam. I thought you'd be all ready to go.
I haven't written that yet. I've got a lot of notes down for tomorrow, and I'm ready to go.
Sounds like a little bit of panic.
I'll be
Well, you notice Dave Marcus had to get off because he has to go back to work. He's only got 21.
He's only got
21 hours left now before opening day. So.
Dave, may I ask how long you've been at the stadium?
What day is today? Oh, no. I came right from Peoria. No, I don't mind.
Stop.
Got my beef jerky and Slurpees and came right here to polish your microphone for you. Tell you make sure you're ready to go. Your throne is prepared and, you know, your private walkway so no one else can get around you is secure. So we're all good.
Make sure the help.
Considering there's only one body that can walk through that walkway anyway, I think we're all right.
Make sure the helicopter port is clear and ready for his arrival tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
Yes, that would be great.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye, Sam.
Great to check in with those guys. And that's the hard work we have. Yeah. I mean, we're making fun of it.
We are.
But they're out there the day before the game making sure everything's going to be right. I like that.
I'm giving Dave a hard time, but honestly, Dave makes the world go around for
us. He does.
He literally carries up the equipment. And we give him a hard time because he looks at the schedule. And the importance of the schedule for him is how bad is the walk to the press box going to be? Is there an elevator? If he doesn't have an elevator, like Chicago, it can get dicey.
Well, like, did the Nationals have an elevator? I know they're really high up.
They have to have
the one. The one
you could die going that high if you didn't
Sherpa?
Have it. Yeah, you need an oxygen tank, all of it.
Here's the one thing you can tell Dave if he's ever complaining about lugging the gear. I used to do hockey games in Bakersfield, and they played not. They played in an. There was a nice surface, of course, but they played in a convention center, and we had to broadcast the game on a catwalk, which was overlooking the ice surface.
But oh, in order
In order to get the gear up there, Tony, I had to tie a rope to the handle on the gear, climb up to the catwalk, and then
pull it up.
Oh,
wow.
Yep. I had to pull it up, and I had like
two. Where's this at?
In Bakersfield, many years ago.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm just saying, we didn't, never mind a walkway. I had to use a pulley system and then lower it back down after the game. So Dave's got it easy, even though he doesn't think so. I'm just saying.
That is not for me.
Yeah, it was tough. But he's right about the controls on the board.
They move on their own.
They somehow move on their own. Happens to me every time.
You know, during travel, the thing could shift a little bit.
That's what I'm saying. I think that it's the vibration from the plane maybe moving the buttons.
It could.
That's
it could, because, you know, yeah, it could be.
So we're not doing Daily Gambit, I take it?
I think we're going to have to do it next segment.
We might have to do it next.
Because that was fun. But, yeah, Sam was down there. If you want to go and see some of the stuff that is being debuted at Petco Park this year, go to Sam's
Was
Twitter.
There any sound from the workout today?
At Sammy Lev. To be quite honest, I have not checked.
It's one of those days, like the last day of school.
I told you guys. Okay, can I tell you that I woke up at 9:15 today.
Is that late?
Really late. I'm usually up at 6:30, and it just threw my entire day off. Just
so you're 3 hours behind everything. Then.
Day off. Yeah, I'm 3 hours behind. I told Tony. Tony walks in at 12:55. I'm like, man, I thought I was going to get some time to do this.
No, that's not what I walked in. Chris, I said, ha, you don't get any alone time today, because I saw he was just sitting down when I walked in there. So.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, I was here. Oh, because I had to go down to the stadium and get my credentials. That's why I didn't feel like driving back home. So, sorry I interrupted your day.
No, you didn't. It was just like, I told Tony, I just looked at him and I said, completely honest, I'm really behind today.
I'm a little upset that I missed an opportunity there with Dave Marcus on to remind him that he's only 10 days away from having to set up the gear in Sacramento.
At the minor league stadium.
It's coming up soon.
That would have been great.
I tried to get it in, but I couldn't quite remember. So, April 7th, you guys play there.
Second team to go in.
Yeah, the Cubs go in first, and then you guys are second.
There was some piece of information he told us about
the minor league
press box up there. I can't remember what it is, though.
You're sitting with the fans?
That'd be a new experience, right?
Your third baseline.
Mud and those guys did that, didn't they? Didn't they do that a while back?
They broadcasters
they did from the outfield.
Yeah, from the best seat in the house, I think they called it.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
There's many announcers have tried that.
All right, let's get to break. We will do our Daily Gambit on the other side. More Gwen and Chris. Here's some traffic.
All right, pleased to be back with you. Gwen and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. Schedule for opening weekend. You know, tomorrow, 1:10, Michael King, Chris Sale. Friday, 6:40 p.m., Dylan Cease, Reynaldo Lopez. Saturday, it's a 4:15 game, nationally televised on Fox.
We'll be broadcasting before that game.
Yes, we will, right. Out and about.
Tom's Watch Bar. Sorry.
Tom's who?
It's called, let me just get the right.
Yeah, get it right, please. Go ahead.
Yeah. It's not because I did this to myself.
You did.
You didn't have to jump in and interrupt me at all.
I did this to myself.
You could have just sat there.
I had it right. Tom's Watch Bar, 8th and J.
Tom's Watch
Bar.
Bar.
8th and J from 10 a.m. to 3:15.
All right. Then Sammy's pregame, 4:15 Saturday. Spencer Schellenbach will pitch that one for Atlanta. No pitcher has been announced yet for the Padres. And then, Padres, as you may know or may remember, are on the first Sunday night baseball game of the year. 4 o'clock Sunday night. A.J. Smith-Shaver will pitch for Atlanta. Again, no pitcher has been named yet for the Friars. So you're up to date there. Let's get to today's Daily Gambit now, after no more interruptions from Dave Marcus.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. Let's go into the bets that we made last night. First one was OKC, the Thunder, against the Sacramento Kings. The Thunder were 9-point favorites in this one. Chris chose Sacramento. Tony and I chose OKC. OKC wins, and they win convincingly, 121-105. Now, the Warriors, -5.5 last night against the Heat. Chris and Tony chose the Heat. I chose the Warriors.
Ah!
The Heat crushed the Warriors, 112-86. Not even close.
Yeah, everybody was looking at Jimmy Butler. They should have been looking at Andrew Wiggins, who went from the Warriors to the Heat, because he had a big old game against his former team.
Yeah, Jimmy Butler. We're going to talk about him in the Big Five, because he had some things to say about Pat Riley. We'll talk about the Big Five. Jimmy Butler, over under 20.5 points in the game. We all went over thinking, oh, this is a revenge game. No, not even close. 11 points for Jimmy.
Welcome back to Miami.
Yeah.
Have a day there. That following day probably is going to look a little bit like what the Warriors look. That's why it's a secret weapon of the Miami Heat.
Going down to play in Miami? You're saying the players party?
I'm saying there's a lot to do in Miami. A
lot to do.
Yes.
Okay.
Interesting. I've been to Miami and there is a lot to do. All right. LA Kings, -1.5 on the puck line against the Rangers. We chose the Kings. Kings came through for us. Kings win 3-1.
I bet on them, too.
Yeah.
Kings are, 26-3 at home.
Yeah.
They've been dominant at home.
The final bet was the Winnipeg Jets against the Washington Capitals. Winnipeg -1.5 on the puck line. You guys chose the Caps. I chose the Jets. Winnipeg won, but they did not win by enough. They won 3-2.
And Ovechkin scored a goal. So he's got 6 to go now to pass Gretzky.
Okay.
All right, here's tonight's picks, guys. For the week, Scraby's 7-4. Tony's 4-1. Chris is a little under 500. We won't get into that. NIT tonight.
Yeah.
Quarterfinals for a trip to New York. UC Irvine.
Wow.
At home, 3.5 over UAB. I guess that's Alabama Birmingham. That's the same team that the Aztecs beat last year in the NCAA tournament.
Yes, they did.
UC Irvine, of course, battled with UCSD for the title in the Big West all year. Why don't you go first, Scraby?
Oh, okay.
What do you like here? UCI at home? Or
kind of mad that Loyola Chicago Blazers bounced my Dons.
Loyola Chicago? The Dons were in the NIT?
Yeah, they got beat by a point.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm going to go Irvine, though. I'm going to go with the Anteaters.
The Eats?
The Eats, yes.
Or the Ants, I guess. I'll try the Blazers. I was impressed with UAB last year in that NCAA game. Say they give UCI a game. Tony?
Blazers.
Oh, also Blazers. Lakers -1 at Pacers. I got to tell you, Tony, I'm going Pacers here. Lakers are not in good form. What about you? I know you're going Lakers.
You already know what it is.
Yeah. Scraby?
I'm going to go Pacers.
Pacers also. Clippers -4.5 at Knicks. I put this in because I'm surprised. I thought the Knicks were as good as, if not better than the Clippers. Why are the Clippers favored by 4.5?
Is what's the, their best player, what's his name?
Brunson? Is he still out?
Yeah, still out. He had a pretty bad ankle injury.
He did. Tony, you're first here. Yeah, I know you can't pick again. Pick the Clippers, right? That's not in your DNA.
Who are they playing again?
At Knicks.
Knicks ain't playing too well these days.
Well,
and Kawhi's balling, so give me the Clippers.
You're gonna go with the Clips on the road. Scraby?
I'll go with the Clips.
I'm gonna go with the happiest man on the planet.
Tom Thibodeau?
Tibbs. I mean, is he like the most miserable you looking human being in sports?
He's right up there.
He's really right up there.
He has a scowl all the time.
Yeah. Clippers are, yeah, they're a half game. The Warriors are actually a half game ahead of the Clippers for the sixth spot, which is important because then you don't have to play in that little play-in tournament. Jokic is back tonight for Denver. 47.5 points, rebounds, assists. Taking on the Bucks, who do not have Giannis. I'm first. Jokic returns with a flourish, goes over 47.5. Tony, points, rebounds, plus assists.
He's going over that.
Remember the one game this year? He had a 30-20-20? Yeah, 30-20-20. First time ever. Although some people were saying that a few of the assists were charitable because it was at Denver. And he was like throwing a pass, and the guy was taking 9 dribbles, and they were giving Jokic the assist.
I did see some of those. Definitely was a long dribble, dribble drive. It was just, all right.
It was a little hometown.
I see you guys just...
Hometown scoring in that one.
I do remember, I mean, some of the best assist men I remember in the 90s. Stockton, they used to get those kind
of... No, Stockton could throw it within 10 feet of Malone, and they give him an assist.
Right.
Yeah, but the points and the rebounds, he had to get those, so... At least give him that. Scraby, you going over under 47.5?
Under.
Okay. Kevin Durant minus 1 point against Jason Tatum. And it is the Celtics at the Suns tonight.
Tatum's playing?
Tatum's playing, apparently.
He looked pretty hurt the other day.
Yeah, but he also made the shot. So because of that, I'm going to take Tatum. Tony? Durant minus 1 point. Jason Tatum.
Oh, Tatum.
Tatum.
Well, coming off the ankle. Give me Durant.
Durant changes.
I'm going KD as well.
KD. Tomorrow, since we'll be on after the game, our first baseball wager of the year.
Okay.
Atlanta Braves favored by 1.5 runs over the San Diego Padres. Tony, I'm sure you want to abstain since you're calling the game?
Or? I should.
All
I
right,
should
abstain. Tony's abstaining.
I'm going to get my Kirk Herbstreit on.
Right. I'm calling the game, guys. I can't make a pick.
Can't make a pick, sorry.
Cannot make a pick.
Kirk.
Yeah. Don't ever compare yourself to Kirk Herbstreit, by the way.
I know
that's
you're
not a good
I know you're
comparison.
Not a fan. I'm just saying the fact that he absolves himself.
He does do that. All right, Scraby,
I'm
who
gonna,
do you
I'm going to write absolved into the doc.
Right. Write it in.
What do I think? I think the Padres are going to win, obviously.
Yeah, I got to take the Padres. Come on. Who's going to have more strikeouts in the game? This is interesting, I think. Michael King or Chris Sale? Straight up.
That is very tough.
Sale is going to strike out a bunch, but Michael King struck out how many of them in the playoff last year? 10?
11?
12? Yeah, 11. I'll go with King. Why not? I believe. Tony's abstaining. He's not absolving himself. He's abstaining.
Yeah, I guess you're
right. Write the correct word in there.
Oh my gosh, you said absolved. Sorry, I got to spell abstaining.
That was me. That wasn't Chris.
Sale. Sale or King?
Attacked me either way.
Scraby, Sale or King? Straight up.
Oh, man.
Who gets more?
This is tough.
Yes, it is. That's why.
This is very tough.
That's why they build casinos, because these are tough.
Tony, how have they been striking out this year in spring training?
The Padres?
Yeah.
It's hard to say.
They're a contact team.
In spring training?
Because I can't remember all the line switches. I think the starters didn't punch that much.
I'm going King.
Well, that's good research there, Scraby.
Thank you.
finally, one hockey game. The Ducks are home.
They're still playing?
Yeah. Hockey's got 10 games to go still. They're stretching it out. Ducks are 1.5 over the Boston Bruins in Anaheim.
How bad are the Bruins these
bad
days?
Bad.
Really?
Year. Yeah, they're 3 games under 500, which for Boston is a really bad season.
Aren't the Ducks terrible, too?
Ducks are only 2 games under 500, so they both have almost the same record. Tony, you're back in here. Do you like the Mighty Quacks or the Bruins? Minus 1.5. Ducks favored.
Bruins.
Oh, Tony. Scraby?
Ducks.
Yeah, I can't go with the Ducks. Bruins. There's a lot of Boston fans out here for hockey. I bet you there'll be a lot of them at that game tonight.
There's a lot of Boston fans in general out here.
Yeah, everywhere.
Yeah, fair enough.
A lot of people from Boston move out here.
Yes. Go back. I say.
That was Chris Ello.
Yep, Chris Ello. Go back. 9665 Great Ridge Drive, number 600, if you want to mail him.
Yes, go back and eat your chowder back in Boston.
You ever had chowder?
I actually love Boston. It's one of my favorite places I've ever gone. It's awesome. The duck tour
now six.
Yeah, I'm cleaning up right. Wait a minute. Do you want me to moonwalk?
Yes, please moonwalk. Look at Chris's moonwalk, everybody.
Not too well.
I love Boston because of the history. Although the day that I did the walk around Boston was maybe the hottest day of my life.
Yeah,
so,
that can happen.
Yeah.
All right, there's our Daily Gambit. When we return, Sports Court. Oh, speaking of speaking of hot, we got to put on the wigs.
Oh, we haven't had to do that in a while.
I've had to do it, and it's hot.
I've been doing it in your stead.
Yeah. It's hot.
And those wigs with a beard just don't go. But he gives it his best shot.
His red blonde beard.
Yeah. Red, gray, blonde beard.
All right, more Gwen and Chris on the other side. Don't miss the Sports Court.
Do you have a sports issue, San Diego? Do you need a third party to make a decision? The guys have put on their robes and picked up their gavels.
All rise. Here comes the judge.
Gwen and Chris Sports Court starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. All of these sports courts are from Reddit today. So if you have a sports court topic, just message me at Matt Scraby on Twitter or Instagram or something, and I will check it out and try to answer it for you. But basically what we do here is we present some situations and Chris and Tony have to be the judges and we go forward from there. So let's start with the first one, guys.
Basically, you present situations and then crazy hijinks ensue.
Basically, yes. Yeah. Yes, you guys are wearing wigs, so that should be the first clue to everything.
Right.
Tony gave me the look. All right, first one. I saw
Tony doesn't like to look himself on TV. Do you not? I hope you don't look at yourself during this segment.
Tony, look at your hair right here. It is beautiful. It is beautiful.
It does fit you nicely and snug, unlike mine, which is all askew. Feel like mine's a skew.
All right. I saw this online earlier today, and it was in a reply to a Yankees fan who was complaining that the Yankees didn't spend enough money on free agency this year. This was a reply to the news that the Yankees are worth over $8 billion. Knowing your team is in the top three of richest teams in sports, Chris, can Yankees fans complain their team isn't spending?
Oh, they can. I mean, I think...
Do they have the right to complain?
Yes, I think you're born with that right in New York City. I don't think that's even a question. You can complain about everything in New York, and they do. I don't know. I think there's still a, you know... The Yankees are spending, right? I mean, they're in the top four.
Got rid of... They didn't couldn't get match rid of Juan Soto.
They didn't get rid of him. I mean, the Mets outbid him. I mean, I don't know. No, I don't think the Yankees have a right to complain about not
Yankees
spending
fans.
Enough. Yankees fans, yes. They do fine. I guess where I know where these people are coming from. Well, they're making $8 billion, so they should spend $8 billion. Not really.
Fair enough.
It's not really how it works.
Fair enough.
So get out of my courtroom.
Get out of the courtroom? All right. Tony, knowing the Yankees are in the top three richest sports teams in the world, can the Yankees fans complain their team isn't spending?
Where does the line stop for being able to complain about your team?
That's a good question. I think in the
I know Padres fans complain. They're just top nine.
That is true, and they aren't. The Padres only worth $1 billion, not $8 billion like the Yankees. I would say I don't think
that matters.
Okay.
Where are you at? Or where is the line for? All right, you get to complain. I'm asking because I don't know. What do you think? I can tell you the Pirates fans right now, they definitely feel like they got something to complain about.
But I'm pretty sure the Yankee fans complain louder than they do because they're Yankee fans. I think we all can complain. I think that's part of what sports is all about.
Okay, there it is.
I think that's fair. I think it's fair to, you know, bemoan your team, you know, unless you're carrying around the actual trophy. You know, I mean, you can always say, we're the unluckiest franchise in sports, or we always get this close and we choke. There's always something you can complain about, and I think that's one of the beauties of being a sports fan.
KG says, when you have the ability to spend but don't, that's the line.
Okay.
All right, well then the Rockies fans should get in line to complain.
How much are the Rockies worth? Are they worth more than the Padres?
Well, first of all these teams are worth...
Yes, right, they're all worth
they're
more worth, than...
They're not worth $8 billion.
A bill, sorry, Scrape. There hasn't... The last... I don't know, go back and look. However many teams have sold in since, I don't know, the Dodgers sold first time.
Or they're this all past time. Raking
they're,
in
they're
money.
All over $1 billion. This is not a, you don't buy one of these teams because you are expecting to lose money. I know that's kind of the sentiment. You're not.
All right, so I was wrong on this one. I thought Chris was going to say they can complain, but both judges say that Yankees fans should not be complaining.
No, we said they should be able. I said they should. Everybody should be able to complain. That's what Chris's point was.
Sports is about complaining.
Where was I?
I don't know.
I listened to everything you guys said. I completely took the wrong way.
They should be able to complain.
Okay, they should be able to complain. The bailiff is, you know, hungover or something right now. Let's go to our next one. I have a friend that likes to heckle players. I personally think it's stupid, but he loves doing it. We have season tickets that we split, and I'm at the point where I don't want to go with him anymore. We are adults now. We are not children yelling at baseball players anymore. I have jokingly told him I didn't like it, but he didn't take the hint.
You jokingly told him. That's probably why.
Exactly. Tony, is it fair for me to tell my friend he can't heckle players if we go to a game together?
Who owns these tickets?
They split them.
And nah, I mean, listen, this in my experience, it's never been kids that have been hecklers. It's always been adults.
It's always it's the people that we swing the dead cat around and hit.
Right. It's always adults.
Yeah.
I don't think he gets to tell if they're splitting the tickets.
So he has to make the choice to not go to the
he
game.
He has to, hey, you know what? You can have my tickets. Maybe he comes up with a deal where I'm not going to games with you. I can't. So let's split these tickets up.
But why can't you go to games with me? Because
I love going to games. I don't like going to games with you heckling the players. And I'm not going to tell you to stop. I'm not going to tell you to stop. So, you know, why don't you take this sets of tickets? I'll take these ones. I won't go with you. You won't go with me. We can all keep going to games.
I had no idea our friendship was in such dire straits.
Well, hey, I mean, unless you want to stop, which I don't think you want to, then this is how it's got to be, buddy.
All right, Chris, can this person, is it fair for them to tell their friend they can't heckle players if they go to the game together?
I don't think they should tell them. I think they should choose friends better.
Mm.
The person's your friend. I think it's along the lines of what Tony said. You can't choose. Now, if you go to the game with your dad and he's heckling players, right. You can't choose your dad.
No.
So you kind of got to go and suck it up and be embarrassed. But you choose your friends. So make better choices. It's on you, man. Nobody ever looks in the mirror anymore and says, what can I do better?
It's a hard thing to do.
Yeah, it's always this guy over here.
I do.
Don't go to the game with the guy. Simple.
I look in the mirror every day and I say, what can I do better and what is Chris doing wrong?
Yes, you do.
So that's it. That's as simple as that.
Yeah, man. Don't go with the dude that's going to give you, make you embarrassed, uncomfortable, any of that. I'm
you
sure
don't
he'll
have to
take
go
your
with
ticket and take someone else. Just like, okay, I get your tickets now. Now I'm taking someone else.
Yeah,
we can
split fair.
split these 81 games.
Tony, as a player, where does it cross the line?
Heckling?
Yeah.
Oh. Listen, I don't necessarily have a line, but you better be able to take what you're given.
Cause true.
I was certainly the type that if I felt disrespected, oh, we're going to engage. And we're going to you might not like, you know, I got a good mouthpiece.
You got a good repertoire?
I got a good mouthpiece.
Yeah, so, your glove can talk. I know that. I've seen that video before.
So I'm just saying, I think the line, honestly, though, is when it becomes personal. And you start stepping out of the bounds of what I'm doing on the field and start going beyond that.
You have an ugly kid.
You know, Tommy Pham will wait for you.
He's told us that.
He will wait for you. He will find you.
I dare someone to take Tommy Pham on one of these days.
I don't think you want them problems.
I know I don't want those problems whatsoever. All right. Well, there we go. This hour, 97.3 The Fan, brought to you by Eliminate Termite, the Orange Oil Experts.
We done?
No, we got
more. Oh, sorry.
Have termites, Eliminate Termite, inspects, treats, and repairs termite damage, all with a full structural warranty. Our Orange Oil treatment is safe for people, pets, and the planet. No tent, no move out. Protect your home. All right, these next two are kind of wild, I got to say. And I was very excited to ask you guys about this. This one starts like this. I did something so stupid that my friends think it's hilarious. I'm a single dad with two kids, 1 5 and 1 3. So I was thinking about how many things I needed to get done after work one day, and I was so consumed with that. I did something I can't believe I did. I thought I was walking to my car, but I instead walked to the same exact make and model of the car. The car was unlocked, got in, sat down, got my kids in the car, couldn't get the car to start.
Yeah.
Tried to get my key fob to work, but it wouldn't. I just didn't realize it was a different car. So the person who owned the car came out.
Oh, my Lord.
Saw me in their car.
Yeah.
Got security.
Yeah.
And security came up and talked to me about being in their car. Now, it all ended up being okay because I explained and it was a simple mistake.
Okay.
But I am so embarrassed. I don't know I can ever go back. Chris, can I ever go back here again?
Yes, I've done the exact same thing that this person did.
Wait.
You've
gotten into someone else's car?
Yeah, coming out of the market one time.
And what happened?
I took a minute to realize that this didn't look right. I don't think I was trying a key. I think it was pushing a button, right, to start the car and whatever. But yeah, I got in the car. It was open. It was the same exact color. It was parked right next to my car. So, my car was one over. So,
What?
Yeah, I don't think this is a big deal.
Yeah, I don't either.
Cars.
I did it a couple weeks ago.
Cars are looking more. Cars are looking more. Well, yeah, that's a rental car.
I had a rental car.
Okay, still, I did it with my own car. I think it's. Cars are looking more and more alike now. I don't know if you've noticed
what?
This.
What is happening?
Have you not noticed this?
Listen, I'm with you. I had. I rented just a simple Mazda.
Yeah. You look like every other car.
And I promise you, I was at the car for about 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is? Why isn't it?
Yes, where is my
phone?
What
is going on?
Yeah, what's
like? Why isn't this working?
I thought something got stolen out of my car.
Fob battery went dead. I was like, okay, there's no like key. You know, sometimes the key fobs will have like an emergency key in there. I'm like, and then I look to my right. Oh my God.
There's my car.
And so, I'm not going to lie, man. As
you looked over there and you went,
as a black man,
you better get out of there.
As a black man pulling on another car, I turned and looked. I was like, you know what? Thankfully, no one was around. I slid on over.
Yeah.
And got into my car. Nobody noticed.
Wow.
But it definitely can happen.
Same exact thing happened to me. So there you have it, Scrape.
KG is right on the chat. Scrapey would avoid that place like the plague if he did that.
Yeah, I don't think you need to avoid it. I mean, you accidentally... It would be different if you were actually trying to steal the car.
Yeah, no, this person wasn't trying to steal
the
car.
This person
loaded their kids in it, so they clearly thought they were in the right car.
They were way off. But here's the other thing. Would you please lock your car out there so that I can't get into it if I do make a mistake? Why do people still trust enough of the world to leave their seat unlocked?
I don't see how.
I don't know why.
Yeah, so that is part of it, right?
The car has
to be unlocked for you to get in.
Do you know what I still see all the time is people and my intrusive thoughts kick in. When people leave their car running, but they run inside like a grocery store or convenience store, I always just want to move their car to like the end of the parking lot. That's like every time. You're so dumb that you're going to leave your car on. Like, you are in such
car.
A hurry that you are going to leave your car on and open?
I heard that announcement once at an Angel game.
What?
When
you
I was
left
in
your
high
car
school.
On?
Not to me, but
no,
it was,
yeah,
the guy came over and said, ladies and gentlemen,
by the way, in the 80s and 90s, that used to happen all the time at Qualcomm.
Right. Somebody come on and they go, if you have a, whatever it is.
License plate 582578B.
Your lights are on and your engine is running.
running.
I find that to be kind of funny if you're sitting in the crowd and you hear that announcement thinking, what kind of hurry was that person in?
Not to mention, back in those days, 80s, 90s, engines were loud as hell. At least now, you can actually get out of the car and think the car is turned off, and
it actually isn't. That's fair.
Someone says I should just move the seat back a little bit so that when they get in, they're like, what the heck happened? That's brilliant. This, on the chat, this is insane. So many different people are saying that this has happened to them.
Of course.
I've been in the car where someone tries to get in my car, and then they realize, they're like, oh! Because I'm sitting there, and I think it's hilarious. Wow, I'm blown away. I did not think there was that many people out there that
so
have
done
this.
So you don't need to avoid the place like a plague if it
happens to. I'm going to. Because every time I walk in, everybody's staring at me. That's the guy who got in that car.
Nobody cares.
I know.
Bro.
I know.
No
That's
cares.
The thing, is nobody cares. All right, final one, and this one is a doozy, I think. My wife and I are doing something we have talked about for years. We're going to remodel our 30-year-old kitchen, and we are paying about $65,000 for it.
What?
It's well beyond time,
kitchens
but here is
no
the
joke.
Thing. My wife has been in charge of all the clerical stuff that goes along with something this big. I took a look at our contract, and something immediately stood out to me. My wife's name is Sarah, but they put Tara on the contract. That is not her name. I don't want these guys redoing our kitchen anymore. If you can't get the first name right and we're paying you $65,000, then I don't want to do business with you. My wife says we are going forward with this plan.
Of course she did.
Tony, should I pull out of this because of the mistake?
No, absolutely not.
Unbelievable.
Have you, I don't know if you
Here
ever...
he is, Mr. I have never made a mistake in my life. Trying to stick up for somebody. They made a mistake.
I don't know.
They have a lot of clients. This could happen.
Listen, I don't know if you've ever, I'm pretty sure you haven't, had to remodel a kitchen or at least look into having people come out to look at so they can remodel your kitchen. It's a long process. And I would assume that if they already vetted a bunch of people and they got down to it, and they've decided this is the best group at 65 racks, I would bet that they're willing to say, you know what, could you change? My name is actually, what's her ex?
Sarah.
Sarah, not Tara.
Yeah.
So you could take that.
Sounds like an honest mistake.
Rewrite it up
to me.
And just put the S instead of the T. I think we'll be fine.
I would consider firing these people if they wrote something derogatory that I wasn't supposed to see.
Right.
Like, boy, this Tara lady is really kind of a pain in the butt.
Right.
Now, if that got
or
out.
If they said something along the lines of, I think we got ourselves a mark here. We can run these.
We should only be charging $30,000. This is a gimme.
I cannot believe you guys.
You have a problem with this?
I have a massive problem. I'm out.
Wait.
I'm out.
Why?
Because it's simple respect to know someone's name.
But that could just be.
I'm assuming that they've come out to the house and shook hands.
And maybe the. He thought she was saying Tara the whole time.
Okay, that would be like if a client came here and wanted to sponsor the show, and their name was Mike, and I went up and called him Ben.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Hey, Tara, Ben, I'm giving you guys $50,000, and you don't even know
Mike
my name.
Ben, it's not the same thing.
Okay,
man.
I got to think of a better name.
There isn't one.
Okay, his name was Nathan, and I called him Jason.
Whatever.
It's just a mistake. It's a mistake, man.
You really
you
think
guys
it's
don't
a lack
think that
of...
there's a lack of respect here. You guys don't think this is an issue?
So when you had my name spelled wrong up there the other day, or before
when you
I
said
left,
Ginn and Chris Ginn, a couple of weeks ago,
that
was that lacking respect?
We did a segment about how it was disrespectful.
No, you made an honest mistake.
I don't understand why people don't think this is a big deal. If I'm going to give someone $65,000, I am not going to allow
Get
them to
my
call,
name right.
to call my wife Tara when her name is Sarah. The I'm fact, giving you $65,000!
The fact that Sarah didn't care that her name was Tara and said we're moving on should tell you all you need to know.
All right, I'm just going to start going around calling everybody by the wrong name. Just be like, sorry.
You're so childish.
Think it's clear.
I just think it's funny that somebody who's never made a mistake is concerned with people making a mistake.
Come on, dog.
Come on now. You're funny.
You're funny.